This is a replay of the Thursday night, August 21st, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and if it's on your mind, I'll just make sure it's on mine. Got your requests as well, the remaining two of Jimmy P's six-pack coming up first, and then several other things that you've suggested or will suggest. All right, now, interestingly, we've got the lists, and that is the most popular dog names. And not just one survey of this, but for one thing, the American Kennel Club weighs in, but that's going to be purebred dogs, obviously. So we have a pet insurance company that weighs in as well, and it's interesting because they both agree. At least as far as female dogs. And the female dog first name, well, first and last name, I guess you don't give your dog a last name, do you? But some people might. But and of course, if they're going to be bred and all that, they usually have 27 names. But as far as the call name, the thing the dog responds to, that's usually one name. And as I say, a survey says and agrees, both of these surveys, not only name the most popular name for female dogs, but it's by a country mile. Number two isn't even close. I mean, this is the definitive number one name. What do you think it is? I'll tell you in a moment, but first, these days there's nothing out there that doesn't have a controversy attached to it in one way or another, and so the same thing with naming your dog. Now, for eons, as far as I know, the advice was always keep it simple, one or possibly two syllables, and that's it, so the dog will recognize and respond to their name. And that had been the prevailing logic, and in some circles very much still is. But here comes the contenders. Now it's thought that you want to name your dog multiple syllable names, i.e. Marmaduke. Why do you want to do that? So that you can be changing your inflection when you call the dog, and they'll know whether the dog is the dog will know whether it's good news or bad news. Dogs more readily come to short sounds rising in pitch or than long falling sounds. Yes, come now. Yeah, that's absolutely. So they say the longer the better, so that you'll have more control over the dog. But I look at that and I tend to go with the first group of people who are saying one or two syllables, because after all, if you know what you're doing here, you always want to call the dog in a positive way so he'll come, or she. The dog is not stupid. Obviously, if the dog thinks the dog's in trouble, the dog is less likely to respond than if the dog thinks there's a pork chop. So there you have it. But what is the most popular girl dog name? And I'll reveal it here before the hour is up for sure. But I'm curious what your take is. Now, I will say the only hint I'll give you on this is that I've never known a dog named it. and it's the most popular guard dog name. Yeah, of both the AKC, where they're registered, and pet insurance, where very often they're not. All right, so that's the question of the day, and I know. Like I say, these are the things that are important on this particular show, because we try to stay away from anything that truly is important. We leave that for other venues. All right, so with that in mind, we have Robert and Stickney starting it off tonight. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to call very early because this is in regards to the last bumper that you played last night. It was "Hey Girl" by Freddie Scott,
yes,
I believe.
Yes.
And I wanted to know. You know, that's the only tune that I remember by him. He had such a great voice. I was wondering if you could give just a little bit of a background
about
him.
Interestingly, "Are You Lonely for Me" was number one on the R&B charts 4 years after "Hey Girl" in 1967. He's an interesting character. He's originally from Providence, and he was going to medical school when he realized that he was going to be singing. He really preferred it. He was singing, you know, gospel, of course, as you'd expect. And so he ultimately gave up his medical career. And by the mid-50s, he was recording as a secular artist with JNS, you know. So that was kind of neat. Mm-hmm. And so when we say JNS, of course, you're immediately thinking about Johnny and Joe, because Johnny's mom owned the label. But he wrote, "I'll Be Spinning," which was a top 10 record for them. So he did well as a songwriter.
Oh.
And he also wrote something called "Baby, I'm Sorry," which you probably wouldn't hear unless you listen to, like, Ricky Nelson's first album. And it's on that. So that's not bad. He wound up, you know, going into the service like a lot of people, did his time, came out. And songwriting was really what was of interest. And he wound up on the staff of Aldon. Now, you'll remember Aldon. That's Al Nevins and Don Kirshner, all the things we call the Brill Building.
Sure.
And so there he is, working alongside a Goffin King, who, of course, wrote "Hey Girl." But what he was doing there, in addition to writing songs and working as a record producer with Irma Franklin, actually, but what he was doing was singing the demos. And so what happened was "Hey Girl," which was, you know, Goffin King, that was a demo that he sung. They were pitching Chuck Jackson. That's who they wrote it for. That's who they wanted. Well, Jackson didn't come to the session. So they said, all right. So Scott recorded the song for real. And it took about months, actually, before Colpix released it. But they did. And it was top 10 pop and R&B. And after that, he did a slow version of "I Got a Woman," the Ray Charles song, and that made the charts. But then Columbia, of course, collapsed. Uh-huh. I mean, Colpix collapsed. He went to Columbia, which, of course, is a waste of time. And he left there and went to Burt Burns's label. You know, we all know Bang, but a subsidiary of Bang was Shout. And that's where he recorded "Are You Lonely for Me." And from what I understand about that session is it was over 100 takes before Burt Burns was satisfied. But it was number one for 4 weeks on the R&B charts. And you're saying, well, why haven't I heard it? Well, it only made it to number 39 on the pop charts. And
I see.
after that, he redid Solomon Burke's "Cry to Me," and did a few other things. He recorded some Gamble Huff stuff that some Van Morrison stuff. Again, Burt Burns, you can see that connection. And that was the deal. He continued to write and wound up writing a lot of advertising jingles, which, you know, doesn't get you on the charts, but certainly pays the bills. And he did some minor acting things and did some concerts. And then, of course, like all of these individuals who had hits at that same time, he wound up on the oldies circuit. And did a lot of those things as well. And that's really about it. He died in 2007. He was 74 years old, New York City. I don't know the cause.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because, that was such a tune. It just, I didn't hear it in decades. And it just stayed in, it just brought me back so far, wow.
Oh, yeah, and of course, Chuck Jackson was an absolute fool. I'm sure he kicked himself many times after that.
Oh, yeah, he was big. Yeah, he was another great singer in those days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the deal.
Yeah, okay. Do they get a quick request in for next week?
All right, or maybe tonight, depending on what it is. What do you want to hear?
Oh, okay. This was, I call this one flips and follow-ups. For the flip side, it was the flip side that I had on Colpix by the Marcells. It was called Goodbye to Love.
Oh, sure. Big local Pittsburgh hit for sure.
And the second one, I don't know if you'll like it, but it was, as far as I remember, the flip side to Runaway, Hats Off to Larry.
Oh, no, it was a follow-up, I'll be happy. Yeah, Del Shannon, of course.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, bro. Thanks a lot for the info, though. I really appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, he's worthy of discussion because he's much forgotten and shouldn't have been. All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Good deal. So we'll get to Brian and Joliet. He's got a request as well. In fact, let me find out what it is. We'll see if I can play it here soon. So Brian and Joliet. We got the magic twanger. This is still the replacement twanger when the other one went south on me, but we'll fix it. Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well. I have a request. Could you play, please, something by Major Lance that'd be like your favorite or one of your favorites that wouldn't be a hit?
Oh, there's probably Please Don't Say No More is the first thing that came to mind.
Could you play it, please?
Sure, absolutely. I'll be happy to do that.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, and so many great, great Major Lance records. All right, so that's the deal. We'll get to Bill in Wisconsin. There's room for you, too. But first two requests, like I say, will be the last two of Jimmy P's six-pack. And one was interesting to me because Jive 5, but not one you normally hear. So we'll play that coming up next on WGN Radio.
I pray.
Ha, ha, ha.
I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, something you don't hear very often by the Jive 5, and actually fairly recent compared to their other stuff. 1982, and that's when Ambient Sound out of New York record label specialized in doo-wop stuff, and they recorded a number of the artists who were, you know, on tour doing oldies and stuff like that. One of them was the Jive 5, and that was an album that they put out on the Jive 5. In fact, their version of Don't Believe Him, Donna is on that, and Here We Are was the title of the album. All right, so 888-876-5593. Back to these girl dog names. As I say, most popular by a mile. I mean, by thousands of animals compared to number two. And I'm like, I've never known a dog named this. So we'll see Bill in Wisconsin taking a guess on it. What do you think, Bill?
How are you today?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm not doing too bad.
Good.
I've got three things I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
Or let you know. The girl's dog name would be Bella.
That's number two. That's interesting. Wow. Bella is number two, and a solid number two, both on the AKC and the pet insurance list.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
A boy's name, Clyde?
No, I wasn't doing boys, but I'll be happy to tell you. It's the same on both lists. The boy's name is Milo.
Milo, okay.
Yeah, cool. So found that somewhat interesting. But as I say, this number one name for girls, I'm like, I've never known a dog named this, and it's number one? All right, there's a lot of questionable names on this list, apparently, but it must be definitive, after all, because if you're registering your dog, you probably are using the name you gave it.
Right. Can I request a song?
Absolutely.
Could you play Band of Gold by Frida Payne?
Oh, Frida Payne, okay. All right, so, yes, obviously not the Don Cherry, Mel Carter Band of Gold, but Frida Payne. All right. Well, sure, be happy to.
Oh, cool. Okay. Awesome.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Welcome. You have a good night.
You too. And that, of course, her biggest hit stateside. But she became a Northern Soul sensation. And Ian Levine did Memories and Souvenirs, which quickly became my favorite Frida Payne. But happy to play Band of Gold as well. And let's see. Jan has a request. I think we can get this in before the news. So let's find out what is on her mind tonight. So, Jan, what is it you want to hear?
I'm not sure about it. Jack Scott?
Which one? Goodbye Baby? I mean, there's a lot.
Oh, okay. That's all right then. Let's see. Leroy.
Oh, all right. I can do Leroy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not many people request Leroy.
I don't imagine.
But hey, you know, I mean, this guy was huge in Detroit. Absolutely huge.
Oh.
So, yeah, happy to, on the old Carlton label, happy to play it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, Jack's somewhat of acquired taste. Sadly, he's no longer with us. But, man, the people who love him were just ravenous. And, of course, there's the Canadian connection. So that was big, too. But, man, I'll tell you what, Detroit, yeah, they can name six Jack Scott records, probably. Yeah, but what about this dog name? We'll talk more with Kathy in Chicago, actually, right after the news about that and more coming up on WGN Radio. James, and that concludes Jimmy P's six-pack. That, of course, the Volumes, 1962, and that was on Chex. Chex was an interesting little label. Richard Popcorn Wiley co-owned it with Willie Ewing, and in fact, Willie Ewing wrote I Love You. There are a number of other Volumes songs, I won't say hits, because that would be stretching the truth beyond belief, but songs that Chex put out that were really kind of nice. So a fine six-pack from Jimmy P. Happy to do it. All right. Oh, we're going to get to Nick in Baltimore in a moment. But Kathy is going to weigh in on this dog name. And I will reveal. We won't keep you out of your misery there. So, Kathy, what do you think?
First of all, thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I'd like to guess the dog's name and then request three songs.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I think the dog's name, is it Luna?
It is Luna. Now, let me ask you, have you ever known a dog named Luna?
Never in my life.
Yeah, well, me either. And, you know, I know, like, with Milo, I can get that for the boy's name, the male dog's name, because, of course, you know, that ties into all sorts of TV or movie or comic book things, you know, all those kind of things. But Luna, where on Earth did that come from? Well, obviously, Luna, it's not from Earth, it's from the moon. But, yeah, to the moon. I don't know. But yes, so all right, Kathy.
I don't know either. I've never heard that.
And what's so weird is, like I say, number two is Bella, but Luna is like three times more popular than Bella. So I don't know.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. All right, so what are the requests?
Okay, number one is a song I heard on Soul of the City a while back. Mm-hmm. I don't know the artist, but the refrain, and I think the name of it, was I Just Can't Stop Dancing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that probably is Archie Bell and the Drells.
Okay, well, it was so energetic, you literally wanted to get up and dance.
Yeah.
The second one is a version of the song Since I Fell for You.
Uh-huh, which version?
And you played it, well, I don't know the group. You played it quite a while back. It had the worst arrangement I've ever heard in a song. It had these horrible violins. It had the worst female backup trio I ever heard in my life. But I believe the male singer's name was Jimmy Chapman, I believe.
Jimmy Beaumont, maybe?
It's possible.
Okay. Skyliners?
That sounds familiar,
uh-huh.
But he had the most astounding voice, so anything else you could play, because I'd like to hear more of his voice. He was astounding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, as far as Jimmy Beaumont goes, and under his own name, and, of course, the Skyliners had a few hits on Calico as well. So, sure, we'll get you some Jimmy Beaumont. Okay.
And number three is a song I consider emblematic of my life, one of the two songs. And it's Minnie Riperton's The Reasons for My Life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on her Perfect Angel album, the one that had
right.
That idiotic bird song.
Yeah, right, exactly, where she's the pink cover, yeah, where she's wearing a jumpsuit without a blouse. But, all right.
That song is very different. It's jazzy and has absolutely wonderful lyrics.
Yeah, there are some interesting things on that album. Stevie Wonder was involved with that album, but because of his Motown contract, he couldn't be credited on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I look forward to hearing him. So
you
thank
will.
You, Raleigh.
You will, and thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Kathy. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Nick in Baltimore, thanks for calling back on WGN.
Here I am. Yeah, thank you for having me. I heard from Johnny Glenn. What a great station and a great guy.
Yes.
A really nice, long letter.
Good.
And we talked about the internet radio thing. And He's on the stations on all the aggregate sites.
Yes. Unfortunately, you can't go to it from soulofthecity.net, but you can go to it from HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Right. And but he's listed on all those.
Oh yeah.
Dirty, you know, he's on Live 365.
Yep.
He's on SkyTune. He's on the FM stream site. And that's why I go
okay.
to get streams. And but it was really great talk. This is a letter.
Yeah.
I'll be talking to him,
Good.
I guess, more. And what a great guy. So.
Oh, yeah, the best. Absolutely the best.
And that is a fantastic station. I mean, the music mix there, and I can't wait till Sunday night I get to hear that. His soul show.
Yeah. I think you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. You know, he'll probably play some great stuff that, yeah, even I'll remember.
Yeah.
You know, but I wanted to throw, if we got one more minute here, I wanted
sure.
to ask you another question here. Because you were talking yesterday about, KJD and Chicago Radio. I had a question about 1390 over there. They had a brief stint as a kind of a top 40 thing, didn't they?
Yeah, you're talking about 1390 that's now GRB?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that it's iHeart now, unfortunately. But it was originally,
yeah.
It goes back to the 20s. It was WTAY out of Oak Park. And, of course, as soon as you say the word Oak Park, it gets a little interesting. In 41, GES moved to 1390. And that was, 41 was the big year. That's when the North American Regional Broadcasting Agreement happened, NARBA, and everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people moved. But in making the move, they went from 500 to 5,000 watts, so that was a pretty good. And I think it was from the roof of the Guyon Hotel. Yeah, it was on Kedzie in Chicago. And but the deal is that 3 years later, the FCC ruled that radio station owners could own only one AM and one FM per market. So Gene Dyer had to sell GES, so he sold it to his brother. Yeah, it's always good.
Oh, okay.
You're allowed to do that. And in 45, that's when Al Benson was doing, doing the gospel show as Arthur Leaner. And the problem is he was selling advertisement. They said, you can't do that. He said, all right, then I'll do a secular show. And he became Al Benson. But a lot of people were on GES. And a lot of them later, of course, went to VON. But, whether it's Richard Stamms or Rick Ricardo or Sam Evans or Herb Kent or Sid McCoy, Franklin McCarthy, and I'm forgetting somebody else, I'm sure. And then in 62, it got sold to Gordon McGlendon for $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
I'm laughing because Winner is what debuted. And, of course, when it was GES, it was, a dollar a holler radio, whoever wanted to buy the time. And so, invariably, it was foreign language, which is always the case. So McGlendon got rid of all the foreign language and went, went all black. Now, it's interesting. You'd think normally that everybody would embrace that. No. They wrote to the FCC complaining like hell, saying that he's eliminated the foreign language programming. All right. And, so that was the deal. But Winter was there, and everybody from Dick Kemp, the wild child in Cleveland, Lucky Cordell, Yvonne Daniels, and, they're still on Kedzie in 63. And then, like a year or two later, that when they became WNUS, the old news station, and then he bought the FM, of course, and that became NUS-FM and all that. And now, of course, you have VON, who winds up taking over 1390, obviously. That was a deal where this was not when the Chess Brothers owned it. Globetrotter owned it. And they bought NUS-AM-FM from McGlendon, and they moved VON from 1450 to 1390. So that was the deal. But I think VON, even though they were now on 1390, they still were located at 1450 South Lawndale. No, I don't know. But anyway, then, of course, NUS-FM became GCI, Globetrotter and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Did they do the all-news format on the FM? No.
No. Well, I shouldn't say no. I think they did momentarily.
Okay.
I think that he was simulcasting that, because it had been that 107.5 had been WFMQ, and he simulcasted it, but then it became Beautiful Music.
Okay.
And so I don't know how long it was simulcast, but yeah, he did. So but he never originated the all news format on it.
Okay, well, what a history, because I know there was some air checks of them. On the web, and I heard I heard them, and it was just fantastic. Chicago has such a great
rich
history of radio.
You betcha.
AM and FM. You just mentioned Yvonne Daniels. What a voice!
Oh yeah, absolutely. Went mainstream, obviously, on LS, so everybody in the world knows her. But some of these guys are foreign names to general market listeners, but they all were just top-notch. I mean, they really were. And so Richard Stamms, I loved him. And, of course, Herb Kent, the cool gent, and everybody else. So, Yeah, that's the deal. And a lot of stuff. And, of course, it was Sonderling's first station when he had WOPA. And that had a lot of R&B on it, too, because, of course, again, it was a dollar a holler, whoever wanted to buy the time.
Huh. Oh, so they had stations there. They had that station there.
Yeah.
They ended up buying, what, D.C., right?
Oh, so much, yeah. Egmont Sonderling, yeah, but started with a WOPA.
Wow, yeah. I remember those days at WMOD.
Oh, of course.
That was wild.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Yep. We'll talk a little more about that, but I realize I need to talk right now about something else. And, in fact, we were just talking with Nick about Wi-Fi radio and listening to soulofthecity.net. Well, if you have a wireless router or wireless access point and you are dismayed with the quality of the signal, meaning that, you know, you're two rooms away from the router and you're not picking it up, you need a CC Vector. The CC Vector extended long-range Wi-Fi system from C-Crane. Now, I'll tell you what. This is where you want to call them, because for a lot of people, when you start talking tech, it's just like, forget about it. Well, the beauty of this is not only will the C-Crane company answer all your questions and talk to you as long as you like, but if you get one and you're having any trouble hooking it up, putting it together, they'll stay on the phone with you and work with you point by point. That's right, no accent. In the good old USA, they won't talk down to you. They'll answer everything. So if you do have an issue where you're just not getting as much Wi-Fi coverage as you want, and usually that's determined by suddenly you're three rooms away from the router and things just slow down. You're trying to watch video and it's buffering and all that kind of stuff. Well, with the CC Vector, you'll be browsing the web and making video calls and watching standard video and streaming audio and all that anytime you want. And the setup is simple. By the way, it goes a half a mile, but I hesitate to say that because that's line of sight. You have to have line of sight. So it's not going to go half a mile if, you know, there's a lot in the way. But assuming that, you know, you're just looking at your house and your backyard and all that kind of stuff, I think you got it made in the shade. So go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Look at the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi system and give them a call, because this is the kind of thing where most people need a little hand-holding. That's fine. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. Now, if you know what you're doing, you're definitely going to want to go to ccradio.com and you look at the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi system, and I think you're going to really like what you see. So ccradio.com, or if you go to ccrane.com, ccrane.com/booster, booster. All right, you'll get there directly. All that, it's really neat. The CC Vector from the C-Crane Company. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the bumper. We'll get back to it next hour, but only got about 3 minutes, and I want to continue to talk to Nick in Baltimore. And we're mentioning Egmont Sonderling, who started his career in 1950 in Chicago at the Oak Park Arms Hotel, WOPA. So, that's your cue.
Oh, okay. My cue?
Yeah.
Now that's a bit of history I didn't know, and so they've been all over the place then.
Yeah,
I was going to say
he was a German immigrant, and it happened something before OPA, and then in 1950 he buys it, and he high atop the Oak Park Arms Hotel, and that's literally how he started it. And obviously it was ethnic, you know, and basically what that means, again, it was a dollar a holler who'd buy it. And it was usually going to be people who otherwise weren't on the air. So that was the deal. But there were a number of things that he did on that station that were very interesting. So, in fact, one of the things he did, and usually you think about Storer in the Feminine Forum on KGBS, but Morgan Moore on WOPA had the Feminine Forum. And they called it topless radio. The FCC was not amused. But anyway, it was a lot of history there. And I think his fine was like $2,000. And by that time, it was GLD, and then it became BMX.
But isn't that the way a lot of those companies built up that money for that? So they could,
of course,
put those FMs.
Of course. Well, you know, that was the Woody Sundring model. And you saw that firsthand right in Baltimore. And it was beautiful. Made him a multimillionaire. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. We'll talk about that after the news. And we will get to bumper questions from Wesley. And we'll get to requests from Cindy. And, yeah, John has a request. I'm going to play it first because, after all, he's screening your calls. And you won't believe it. But I'll play it. And I'll play all of yours, too, coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. So there it was. That was John's request. Yes, we were driving earlier, and he said, I have a request. Well, of course, I immediately girded my loins. I didn't know what was coming next. And he said, I want to hear Pennsylvania Polka, but I want to hear it by Myron Florin, and I don't want any words. Okay, I can do that. And so I did. So that's Myron Florin, Pennsylvania Polka, which I think the most recent release of that was a 1987 album that was 22 of the greatest polkas. And of course, I remember that album well because 22 was something that Moish Levy always used on roulette, like 22 original winners or whatever. So when I saw 22 original polkas, I said, don't tell me this is on roulette. No, it wasn't. All right, now we're back to Nick in Baltimore. And, you know, Nick, I really lament that I did not do a D.C. profile or many other cities, because now far too many people have died. And when you talk about WOL, we need a flow chart. So let's go back to 1947 for a moment, when WWDC debuted on the air, originally at 100.9, but quickly at 101.1, and the AM was at 1450. Now, also in 47, WOL-FM debuted at 98.7, and it was simulcasting WOL-AM at 1260. All right, 3 years later, 1950, the stations come under common ownership. And what they did was they swapped the frequencies. So WWDC AM became 1260, where it stayed, and WOL AM became 1450. So that's how that happened. Now, momentarily, DC became 98.7 and OL became 101.9, but ultimately, the OL combo was sold to People's Broadcasting, and they got they wound up with the 98.7 and the 1450. All right, so now let's go to 1965, because that's when Egmont Sonderling bought it, WOL FM AM. All right, and then the FM became WMOD in 1968 at 98.7. And it was an oldie station for a while. And then, as you know, we should have enjoyed it while we had it. The AM stayed R&B. Bill Figenshu had been the program director on the FM, and he first changed that MOD to classic rock in the 70s. And then in 77, he changed it to country. Are you still with me? Oh no, we lost Nick. Let me free that line up, so in case he wants to call back, or maybe he's just tired of hearing it. Yeah, that could be too. I don't know, but I'll finish in case this interests you, because it may interest somebody. I don't know. But so here was the deal: when Fig decided he was going to take MOD, the kind of classic rock AOR station, when he was going to take that country, he was going to change the call letters, and back then, the FCC, it's the rule's since been rescinded, but you had to notify the other stations in the market of your new call letter. So the reason he picked WMZQ is he was hoping that everybody else in town thought he was going top 40 because, you know, MYQ and all these other things across the country, right? Well, of course, he was going country, which he did. Now, the interesting thing was that was a no-brainer move because the only country at the time was the suburban station. It was in Northern Virginia at 105.9. It didn't cover the market. MZQ had an immediate in there. And then about 10 years after that, a Chancellor bought it. And a few years after that, Clear Channel got it. And that's what it is now, iHeart. And so Nick called back. All right, so that's the history.
Wow, that, you know, I always wondered about that because I remember when they flipped the country.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why he picked that MZQ. He was hoping, since he had to notify the other stations, he was hoping they would think he was going top 40.
Oh, the other point,
yeah. Yeah, because those were good, you know, top 40 call letters. And, of course, it wasn't. It was country. And, you know, like I say, that 105.9 in Woodbridge didn't really reach most of D.C., so that was a good time as far as that goes.
Talk station now.
Yeah, right. Right, XRA. XRA, I think.
Yeah, it was XRA. They were beautiful music too. A friend of mine told me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, weren't they one of the EZ stations for a while? No, that was Manassas. Never mind.
That was 106.7.
Yeah, right. Those are Manassas. Those are the brain trust who accidentally installed their antenna backwards and couldn't understand for a year why they had no coverage. True story. I'm not making that up. That's the deal. So it's convoluted. But like I say, I chastise myself for not having done these profiles earlier. Because, like I say, originally when they were under common ownership, they swapped the frequencies of the AMs and the FMs. But somehow, when they sold OL to People's Broadcasting, they wound up getting that 98.7 with the 1450.
Oh, that's a neat story. I didn't mean to take up so much time, you know. But I have one more question, real quick. Back in the day when EBB was 1360, they should have stayed there.
I agree.
What back in the day? Now they were always trying to. I had heard James Brown always saying that they were trying to get 24 hours. What was the deal? Was there a strict limit of stations on those regional channels back then?
Yeah, it really all had to do with what else was on the dial and where they were. You know, what they were grandfathered into. Sure. You could, and to this day, really, you can increase your power as long as you can show that you're not interfering with a licensed station.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I always wondered why they just couldn't go 500 watts at night and just, you know.
Well, I got to look up 1360 because remember, when you're talking about nighttime coverage, you're also looking at the international agreements. I don't think it comes into play because there was a lot of nighttime on 1360, obviously, but I wonder whether there was whether somebody sitting somewhere had an international clear on that.
No, it could have been Canada.
I don't think it was a Canadian clear, U.S., Mexico, Argentina, as far as that goes. But I don't know. I'll look it up, and we'll find out.
All righty.
All right.
Well, I'll give you a call next week, and thanks for all the time. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You know, it could be a Mexican clear because they've got that Veracruz station, but I don't think so. And like I say, I know Argentina has one, but that's not a factor. It can't be a factor. All right, so 888-876-5593. That takes us to Wesley in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Robbie. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing a little better. Three quick questions, please. The Temptations.
Yeah.
Runaway Child, you remember that?
Right.
Can you tell me if they divulged the person who was doing the crying, the little boy doing the crying?
Oh, probably.
I've always wondered about that.
That's an interesting question. And, yeah, maybe there is, and obviously it's a preteen who's running away from home, being punished for playing hooky and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. I'll look to see whether there's any credits on that at all. That's a great question.
I have always wondered about that.
You know, and I've never wondered about it, but now that you mention it, it's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number two, Burt Bacharach. He made a second album, and on it he had a tune called She's Gone Away.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I wonder, how come no words were put to that beautiful song or that beautiful tune? It is so beautiful.
Yeah, and in my mind, I think there were lyrics to that. Not on that album, but I think there were lyrics put to that. So I will...
You happen to have it?
That's, that's what I'm going to... yeah, because I know it was on the Make It Easy on Yourself album, but I...
Yes.
Sure. Let me...
That record is so beautiful.
Well, it is, as far as that goes, but... yeah, and of course, like you say, it was on that album, and it was released again, not by anybody, and not by anybody you'd know of, Mike Patton, actually. But let me look for that, because I think ultimately there were lyrics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a third question. Spanky and Our Gang.
Oh.
On the end of that beautiful record called...
I'd Like to Get to Know You.
I like to get to know you. At the end is three different voices in the background. What is that called, musically speaking?
Well,
they blend together so beautifully, but I've never recalled having heard three different singers singing something in the background, and it comes out beautifully. At the end of We'd Like to Get to Know You. That is one nice
song.
That's
interesting you say that, because I immediately said I'd Like to Get to Know You, because that's the one song by theirs that I think that's a cluster at the end of it. So I was not a fan.
Okay.
But, as far as...
It's got to be a musical turn for having three different singers in the background of a record. And they don't... collide or nothing. It comes out beautifully.
Right, and there's a lot of things that you could call it. You could call it a polyphony, and I wouldn't call it that, but you would. There's others as well, but obviously it's clearly vocal group harmony and we'd call it three part harmony, and that's really what you hear when people talk about it, three part harmony. And I don't know that that's an official term, but that's what everybody's always called it during my lifetime. You know. And so I would go with three-part harmony.
Even though all three of them are saying something different?
Well,
in that record, all three of the background singers are saying something different, but it comes out smooth.
It has to do with the notes that are being sung, not the words. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a root, there's a third, there's a fifth, and they're done simultaneously. You'd have let's say a female is singing lead, and then you got tenor notes below her. You know, I mean, it's much more about what they're on. Like if you're on a C and the melody's an E, then the C tone above the E is a G. And you can see that sometimes at CEG. But there's actual chord books that look at three-part harmony, but that's what I believe you're talking about.
Okay. It was one of my regrets of life.
What?
That as much as I love music and have always followed music, I can't play a doggone instrument.
I am so
mad at myself for not learning A instrument. I cannot play a instrument.
That's all right. You enjoy the music, and that's what matters.
I love it, and I wish I could play the piano at least.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're never too old to learn if you want to.
Yeah. My last statement is among what you all were talking about, Freddie Scott.
Yes.
His best record is Where Does Love Go?
Okay.
I don't care what the charts say.
Okay.
I don't care what people say. His best record is Where Does Love Go?
All right.
And people in love would know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right, Wesley. I'll play that
okay.
for you. Okay, thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you, Riley.
So,
bye-bye.
But basically with three-part harmony, it's fairly simple in terms of that. The first harmony is a third above the melody, and the second is a third below the melody. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Usually I just use the phrase when I'm explaining something that's otherwise a cluster, you know, and here's a three-part harmony version of this story. Yeah, indeed. All right, so we'll get to Cindy's requests, and Tubby in Chicago's got some requests, and Chris in Greenwood, South Carolina's weighing in, and I'm going to be playing your requests too on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That, of course, is Major Lance. It was Brian and Joliet who said, play something you really like by Major Lance. And there you have it, 1964 on OK. I really do like it. Interestingly, it's not a Curtis Mayfield song. The A-side was. It was Rhythm. But this was the B-side, and Carl Davis co-wrote it. Please Don't Say No More. All right, there you go. We'll pick it up right there, right after the news, right here on WGN Radio.
Before the Lord, yeah. Lord, you're worthy to be praised, yes, sir. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, yes. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have counted the cost, we have made.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So Jim in Wisconsin said, play something that Linda in Richland Park would like. And I thought, I got something. I don't know if she knows it, but I bet she'll like it. Yeah, Ron Canole, 1966 on Integrity Music. It was from the album Welcome Home. I remember I was driving across West Texas in 1996 when I heard this in the middle of nowhere. And I thought, that is a great song. Absolutely great. I am going to find out all about that. And, of course, I did, clearly. So, yeah, as for me and my house. So, Carol in Chicago knows more about three-part harmony and all that kind of stuff because God knows I don't know enough. So, Carol, the floor is yours.
Hello there. I don't know very much, but I was just all of a sudden reminiscing and thinking about the song. And I remembered how it sounded, and it did kind of sound like not only the three-part harmonies, but back when we were kids, we did rounds.
Right.
And I think that's part of what they included in there, even though the words weren't all the same. But you know how we used to do row, row, row your boat at,
sure.
at church functions and at our youth
sure.
groups and, you know, Girl Scouts and all of that. So I think that was part of what they included there, along with, of course, the great harmonies. So I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there. You know, it wasn't an unusual thing for back in the day. You know, everybody knew about rounds and,
right.
and how to incorporate them. Nowadays, I don't know if anybody even knows about them.
Right. And actually, the follow-up to The Cheater, Bob Cuban, is the teaser, and that's got rounds in it. And it's one of the things that I really like about that song. But I got to admit, I never liked the ending of Like to Get to Know You. So it's one of those things where it's like, wait a minute. Let me hear this again, because maybe I was missing.
Yeah, maybe I was missing something.
Right.
There. Yeah.
I thought maybe that was like their psychedelic moment or something, kind of like the Count Vibe ruined Psychotic Reaction in the middle of it. But let's see what happens.
Yes,
it is rounds. You're absolutely right. It is.
Interesting. But I thought, you know, it just seemed like that to me, even though I didn't plug in or try to listen to the song real fast or anything like that.
No, absolutely. It does sound
out of my childhood.
Right. It does sound like rounds. And like I say, I liked that song, but didn't like the ending. So invariably, I would either cut it off or find another way to either edit it out or not play it.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah. Well, all right. Thanks.
Even so.
Appreciate it.
It was wonderful. And I was wondering if I could throw a request in.
Sure.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know if this is the day or the night for requesting, but I was thinking about some very early Jay and the Americans.
Okay. When we're talking about Jay Traynor instead of Jay Black?
Either one.
Okay. So what songs?
Oh, I don't know. Shut the Door or...
Let's Lock the Door and Throw Away Key. Now, that's actually not that early, but okay.
No, but anything. But they had some early stuff. I can't think of them offhand,
yeah.
You know, that
right.
a lot of guys even, you know, that were going up to Vietnam were really, really enjoying Jay and the Americans. That was some of their favorite music.
Sure. No, it was great. Kenny Vance was a founding member.
Okay. Yeah.
And they had a number of things, but the original lead on that was Jay Traynor, and
he went to the Lions Sleeps Tonight.
Well, not exactly, but good enough. There's a connection there, but the first thing that they released, and this was the stuff that was on UA, was something called Tonight. I don't even know if you've ever heard it. And they did a few other things. Like, you know, originally they did remakes, like Remake of Kansas City and Stand By Me and all that.
Yeah, no, I don't want any of that. I want some of their original.
Well, you know the one I think of, and
I'll
tell you what I think about. In some ways, it probably was their first bona fide hit, but it is Jay Black. It's not Jay Traynor, and that's Only in America.
Well, that one, yes. But I'd rather hear maybe something a little bit. Well, you can do it Only in America.
No, you pick it out, and I will play it. Come a little bit closer. Let's Lock the Door and Throw Away the Key Now. You know, there's so many choose from which. But the early stuff, like Yes, I don't think you'd recognize those songs. But, you know, I'm trying to think of Caramia, Oh God. I don't want anything operatic. Thank you very much. But, well, maybe come a little bit closer or Let's Lock the Door and Throw Away the Key. We'll do something.
I think let's lock the door.
All right. We'll do it. Thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Let's throw that one in. So thanks.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling. All right. So now what I need to write down here is that it is Carol who wants to hear this and hopefully not lose the paper. Let's lock the door. Okay. Very good. I'll know what that is. Now, what are we doing? Something here, I think. Yeah, but as I was saying, the end of Spanky and Our Gang, I mean, it was such a fine record in the beginning, and then they just sort of went nuts. I don't know. Just no. Anyway, but Wesley likes it, so there you have it. But it is rounds as far as that goes. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Floyd is in Iowa. What's happening tonight, Floyd? Well, Floyd has left us. Floyd has left the building, but I'm sure he'll be back another night, and I'll look forward to talking to him. So, with that in mind, Tubby's got requests. So, Tubby in Chicago, what you got for me?
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
Can't complain. How about yourself?
I ain't going to complain.
Yeah.
I refuse. The preacher was preaching this. He broke out singing, I won't complain.
There you go. All right.
And he did a good job of it. Okay. I had to write this stuff down for this. Although I do not know the author. I mean, I don't know who wrote this composer song, whatever. Okay, before I forget, one, I think Teddy Pendergrass did Close the Door. I think I got that one right. Okay. Is that right?
Say what?
Yeah, I want Teddy Pendergrass and Close the Door.
Oh, no, Let's Lock the Door. That's Jay and the Americans, the one she wants.
Yeah, I'm talking about Close the Door.
Yeah, I can do that. Is that what you'd like to hear?
Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay, sure, I can do that.
And then I got another one where I got to give you a first liner because I don't know who's singing and I don't know nothing else but only you can make.
Yeah, the Platters. The Platters.
I thought that was the Platters. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
okay.
be nice. Okay, we'll stop.
Okay, sure. On Mercury. Okay.
Purvis Spann.
Yeah.
And the blues band.
Yeah.
You call it out, you can't. You gotta call out Purvis, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
1390 WBY, I think. All those people.
Yeah,
another one.
Yeah, Purvis was great, and he made it till a couple of years ago. I think it was like 89 when he died. So, and of course the BON all those years, but not only, yeah.
And what was the one that says, "I'm not on the." Dan Ryan, the Dan Ryan. Who used to make say that all the time? Oh. One of those DJs. That was WBON for sure.
Okay.
I can't who that was said that all the time. People know. Somebody else will know. Also, what did I write now? I wrote, you know, I'm really enjoying this Nick talking these radio station things.
Yeah.
Y'all got my head twisted around. Look, you got me so confused. But I'm curious about the AM and FM, because I was telling you, when I first started talking and calling in about getting WLS on my little stereo.
Right.
And I could get it all the way out in Pittsburgh in the middle of the night. You probably,
sure.
Well, we would speak. And that's when the nuns didn't cut the electricity off.
Right. Yeah.
She had a power switch. And if she forgot to turn off all the power at night, you know, in the rooms.
Yeah.
We speak over and listen to WLS all night.
Oh, perfect. By the way, I want to interrupt you and tell you, as far as the Dan Ryan, that was Lucky Cordell.
Thank you. Because, you know, my brain's all fried.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucky Cordell. Thank you.
Yeah, went on to have a great career in the record industry.
Well, see?
Yeah. Oh, did very well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I always say that. That's one of the phrases I always listen to the ladies speaking Spanish on the bus, and I love it when they look at each other and say, oh, see?
Yeah.
And so now, I don't care who I'm talking to, sometimes I say, oh, see? Lucky Cordell.
Yeah.
I'm writing down. That'll go along, if I ever can get this book. The one book, the title, you know how you play around in your head about titles and stuff? Lest we forget, we were talking about the Regal Theater one day.
Yeah.
And you talk to young people nowadays, they never heard of the Regal, nothing, okay?
Oh, man.
Don't even go there. Apollo, all that, Cotton Club, they never heard of none of that stuff.
Oh, man.
And of course, you know, they got chapters and stories and the humiliation of draining out whole swimming pools and all that stuff in the, I guess that movie was Green Card.
Okay.
I'm trying to collect my brain because, I mean, all of this, it wasn't until after Dizzy had passed. We never had those conversations about, you know, and then after working at Tuskegee and working and going through Dorothy Hall, the lady fried me up some nice fried chicken on my way home, so I'd leave the main dining hall, and that was, yeah, in Alabama, and I would pick up, but, you know, that particular experience was one of the most, I compare New York experience to that experience oftentimes.
Yeah.
Because they had Dorothy Hall. Who's heard of Dorothy Hall?
Well, that's true. By the way, let me tell you, when people ask you what the Regal Theater is, or if they say, I don't know about the Regal Theater, just say, haven't you ever heard Fingertips? Fingertips Part 2? Where do you think it was recorded? Because it was right there at the Regal Theater.
I heard a rap song, somebody was playing one day, and they was talking about doing it on the song. And yeah. I was like, that F word just came up over, you know. And you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But what I'm saying is I realize that Adam's going to kill me if I don't play commercials. So I will play your songs and I will talk to you later.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so maybe I'll be on time. No, that's over. On WGN Radio.
Only you can to make others change in me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and there they are. Very different sound for the Platters, that's for sure. Buck Ram, their manager, wrote it, and that was on, of course, Mercury, the label that didn't want to sign them. Yeah, boy, it was a good thing that Buck Ram prevailed, at least a very good thing for Mercury Records, 1955. Of course, that's the first release, that's the first recording, and that's the original. However, of course, had to be covered, the Hilltoppers, and they had a hit with it, too. There were no Platters, trust me on that. All right, Floyd has called back, and let's see in 30 seconds if I can find out what his request is. Otherwise, he hangs on till after the news. So, Floyd, what's up?
Really, it's good to hear you, Joe. There's this 1965 or 66 Mission Impossible show. Lalo Schifrin wrote the theme for that, and it just does not sound the same as his movies with Tom Cruise. I know it's the same tune. But, Raleigh, that TV series, that was just grand. If you could play that.
Okay, the original Dot 45 from 1967. Yeah. I will do that for you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Good to hear your show, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. You betcha. I will do that. And that will that'll be right after the news. But, yeah, it originally came out on Dot in 67. And, yes, it was Lalo Schifrin. So, and, of course, we've mentioned this many times, when stations would go to top-of-the-hour news and they'd have to meet a hard break, they'd back time an instrumental. That's why I said they all should have been called This Will Take Us Up to News. But, yeah, I'll tell you, in 67, you certainly heard the Mission Impossible theme more than a few times. The original title, Burning Fuse. And, right, as far as that goes. Of course, you know, forever known as Mission Impossible. And he was happy to do that. All that and more coming up next hour on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the original 45. Mission Dash Impossible is the title on Dot. Lalo Schifrin, 1967. And, yeah, that was Floyd's request. And it's interesting because the time signatures in that record are very, very unusual. And that's because they're actually Morse code. Yes, that would be dash, dash, dot, dot for M and I. Mission Impossible. So now you know. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and what do we have here? I believe that hanging on for half of her natural life was Cindy in Chicago wanting a request. So what is it you want to hear, Cindy?
Well, I first have a couple, you know, I wrote it all down. There was an 11-year-old boy that was killed on the subway this week. I think he was about 11. And he got mixed up with some grown, mixed in the crossfire of some grown men having some kind of argument.
Okay.
I thought that was really, really sad.
Yeah, you know, this is, are you sure this is a current story? Because the last time I heard an 11-year-old doing this, it's been a while, like a year ago.
No, this was about last week on WGN.
Okay. Well, I've missed the story.
And then that man who wants, he could learn to play the piano. He could get an electric keyboard for less than $100 with the bench. And then if he got ordered one with the stickers for the...
I don't think that money is the obstacle. I really don't.
Anymore.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is I have a feeling it's more about time and desire and everything else. It's not about how much it costs.
So I played the piano for almost 30 years, and when I graduated from college, I never touched it again. And I really don't know.
All right. I found the story, by the way. It's a 9-year-old boy with autism who had fallen down the stairs when a fight broke out at a Chicago train station, and now he's brain dead. Very sad.
Yeah.
All right, so what are your requests?
The one request was, I don't know if you could ever find it. Remember Jake Hartford, how great he was? He was a great, I thought he was great. But then anyhow, he used to play a polka at the beginning of his show, and I wouldn't know. I mean, he never said what it was called. And it was a really good polka, and then... and no one's really died this week that was, like, prominent.
Well, thank God
think.
For that. All right, well, maybe somebody will know the polka in question, because God knows I don't.
And at least I wasn't depressed about someone prominent dying.
Well, that's good
and
to hear.
You probably wouldn't play it, but the Rolling Stones' Mother's Little Helper.
I might. I'd play it faster than the polka.
All right, and then A Rainy's Night in Georgia.
Okay, Mother's Little Helper. Rainy Night in Georgia? Rainy Night in Georgia. All right.
And the other thing is this is more common than you think. I don't really have big, like, suicidal problems or anything. But a lot of people who end up going to, like, checking into the fifth floor, there's doctors that just hear your symptoms and just get up and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
So indeed. I don't know. I would never go there. I would just keep taking my medicine. And now I'm better because the sun goes down at 8 o'clock and it's setting, and I'll be able to sleep in the fall.
Okay.
And I just want to tell you, a lot of people are still so isolated because of COVID, and your show is really great. And well, my boyfriend, he didn't die of COVID, but around the time of COVID, he died. And all my friends, you know, I had like 3 or 4 friends, and most of them left me because I was negative.
Okay.
And that's not very nice.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Thank you. All right. So there you have it, 888-876-5593 would be 8888, Raleigh. Yes, I don't know if you missed the news, but we do have Menendi news. Carl in Riverside, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, am I on the air?
You are.
So.
You absolutely are.
Hey. Yeah, that's my main focus. What do you think? It's kaput for Eric today.
Yes, Eric was denied parole today, and I would assume that tomorrow Lyle will be denied parole. Now, of course, I also assume that these parole panels are different makeup, different people. So it would be very interesting if Lyle had a different outcome than Eric. But according to the California Board of Parole Hearings Commissioner, a guy named Robert Barton, he said that the Menendez brothers continue to pose an unreasonable risk to public safety. Contrary to your supporters' beliefs, you have not been a model prisoner, and frankly, we find that a little disturbing, he said. The brothers earlier this year were newly eligible for parole, and we knew all about that. So, apparently, no parole, for one. That will come up again, obviously. And so, of course, you know, Eric is immediately filing an appeal, which you'd expect, I assume, asking the board to review the decision for any errors of fact. And if there are any errors of fact, that could, change the outcome. But they were looking at things like criminal history, status as a youthful offender, behavior in prison, how he's changed since he's been in prison. And so this is a minimal denial. That means Menendez comes up again in 3 years. And he has the right to petition to advance, meaning he could meet, but be before the board sooner, depending on certain facts. So that's the deal. So we'll see about Lyle. What do you think?
I think he's going down. Also, yep.
Yeah.
Plus, yep. I guess they were doing, or at least Eric, if not Lyle too, doing some funky things in prison to begin with. So they weren't perfect, from what I understand.
Well, that was alluded to in the hearing today, and I don't have the facts about what that is. But now even though the parole board ruled, the governor gets the final say on this, and he could do whatever he wanted.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Raleigh, one more thing before I cut you loose. And that is, I think it was about a week ago tonight, all of a sudden I tune in and I hear David Clayton Thomas singing God Bless the Child.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't heard that in a while. So is he still around or not?
As far as I know, he after BS&D, he did some solo things, but it was a request, so I was happy to play it. I believe that actually was Marlo and Jackson who wanted to hear it.
I actually, to my recollection anyway, went to go see him in Blood, Sweat, and Tears with David Clayton Thomas at the Auditorium Theater in Chicago, which is known for their really good acoustics.
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes back a ways.
As far as I know, he's still with us, and if he is, he'll be 84 next month.
But what, like the original was, it wasn't him though. It was Al Kooper.
With BS&T. Well, the first album that was the big hit, that he was all over that, and we played that. He's Canadian, as David Clayton Thomas, as far as that goes. So he's in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame and all that stuff. So
the song that comes to mind is I Can't Quit Her, but that was...
No, exactly.
That was Al Kooper singing, though, right?
But,
and I remember the album cover, Child is Father to the Man.
Yep.
And they had their own little doppelganger kids on their knee. Mm. I don't know. I happen to remember that album cover. So there you go. Nothing too interesting for me tonight.
Yeah, well, that's not bad. You know, what's interesting is that BS&T, they're a New York group, obviously, but they were influenced by, of all things, the Buckinghams. And they've said that in several interviews.
And I like the Buckingham.
Oh, yeah.
Really
yeah.
Did.
Yeah.
I do.
I do too.
You'll catch them. You'll catch two or maybe three of the originals, Pentacasian, playing in the area here. And I really enjoy them, as well as Ides of March.
Yeah, so, yeah. And, you know, I need to write him back, but Jim Holvey will join us some night. And he actually wrote a lot of that Buckingham stuff. And he's got a newer CD out, too, with some nice stuff, something that really became a beach music hit. So we'll try to have him on soon.
I actually, speaking of the Ides of March, I graduated with Jim Peterick. The head guy with the... with the purple hair.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I had him in my Spanish class.
Yeah.
It was a hoot, believe me.
Yeah, no, I'll bet it was. Well, you know, that first thing they did, You Wouldn't Listen, I thought was a cute little song. Of course, it didn't really go anywhere, but I liked it. And I thought that they're okay.
You know what? But now you've got to pay. You've got to pay.
That's exactly right, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that he was a fool, you wouldn't listen to me. Yeah, right, exactly. So
I'm not listening to anybody except Raleigh James tonight.
Well, there you are. Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty good. And I still say that a Vehicle could be a rap song. I can hear some call and response all over that.
Well, I tell you, I think he might have made a lot of money with that song. Commercials a while ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, you know, it just always, I thought, an early rap song with the right treatment. All right.
Could be.
Well, thanks.
Could
appreciate the call.
Hey, have a great weekend, young lady. Thank you.
All right. You too. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And what do we have here? Eduardo has been waiting for a while. So, Eduardo, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Well, yeah, a bit of bad news is I got to get a compressor replaced on my AC.
Oh, man, so you're sitting there at night without any air conditioning in August in Tampa?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
I got some fans here, so I got extra backup.
I don't care. That's just awful.
Yeah. But if everything goes well, I'll get that new compressor put in tomorrow.
Yes, so tomorrow would be good.
The sooner the better.
Yes, absolutely. And if not, just check into the Holiday Inn or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was running fine until last night, but...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Best laid plans. No, you don't want that to be a problem for too long, so, and especially for your mom.
Yeah. Well, the nurse will be out here, and maybe they can go somewhere. I got to go to the dentist because I got to get a crown.
Oh, lovely.
Tomorrow I'm doing that. And then obviously Saturday I got the game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, hopefully there'll be time tomorrow for them to put in the compressor. Did they say they would do that?
Yeah.
All right. Then
good. Actually, the lady that helps my mother, who knows that, remember, she like knows everybody, like A through Z. Like if you have a problem, you just go to her. She knows everybody. So I got it through her. So.
Oh, good. Excellent. It's always good to have that inner track. Excellent. Well, call me tomorrow. Well, it'll be next week. Call me next week.
I'll tell you about it and see how it went.
Hopefully, it will be considerably cooler.
Hopefully, good news, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Raleigh. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. August, Tampa, no air conditioning? No. That's when I'll be at the Doubletree. All right, so Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you? What's the latest? Do you have the car?
Well, I will let you know about that, but I might be long-winded tonight. So if you have to hold me for the news, that's all right.
Oh,
anyway.
I'm sure I will. Well, let me get some commercials out of the way now, and we'll see what happens. Don't go away. All right.
All right.
And I'll try to be observant here. And we'll also talk to Chris and to Linda and Rich and Park and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Goodbye to love. Goodbye to love.
Goodbye to love. Goodbye to kissing. Love is a school that taught this fool you weren't true. Goodbye to love. something is missing. Each time you're near, you make it clear that we're through.
You're cold on the telephone, you're busy each night. The lips that were once smiled, no longer invite.
Goodbye to love, I feel like crying. Someday there'll be
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James of the Marcells. Yes, and that was a request from the first hour of the show. And it was Robert and Stickney who wanted to hear that. It's the flip side, obviously, of their hit 1961 on Culpix. We'll pick it up right after the news. Back to Laura and Willowbrook. Can't wait to hear all these details coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. The Whispers, their Janus period, that would be 1974, and it was Tracy in Philadelphia who requested that last night. All right, now we're back to Laura in Willowbrook. I can't wait to hear these details. Go for it.
Okay, you're asking about the car, right?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, gosh. I've never been through such a craziness in my life. Okay, so I had to get paperwork together. I go to the doctor's office. This is, oh, well, your doctor, is that your preferred provider is not in network. So good chance you're going to have to pay out of network, which means out of your pocket. I says, what? I says, I've been going to this doctor for months, and I haven't had to pay a penny. This doesn't make any sense. Well, I can't guarantee you're not going to get charged. I'm like, oh, God. So, and they didn't have an appointment till a few days later. So I says, okay, I'm going to call this other place. I called this other place. I get there. Well, they're not in the network either, and you might not be covered. But I was able to get an appointment earlier. So I'm like, well, holy cow. So anyway, finally, I talked to my insurance company. Well, we cover in network and out of network. I'm like, okay. So the doctor's office was giving me a bunch of baloney. They says, well, in the kind of insurance you got, you have in network and not in network. So like, okay, so I'm expecting not to get a bill. Oh my gosh.
Well, more to the point here, you don't actually want a visit, you just want a letter from these people to the DMV.
Thank you. Good God.
So did you get it? Did you get it?
Yes.
All right.
I finally did, and I went yesterday and everything's cleared, but it was the most crazy thing I've ever been through. It's like, oh my gosh.
So now you have an actual driver's license.
Yes.
And this is good, so that's over. But now, of course, do you have a car? Have you gotten it yet?
Yes, thank goodness, yes.
Okay.
A friend of mine, he drove it over to my house. Actually, I have towing with my insurance company. So they towed it to my garage.
Okay.
So we're good.
So this is now over.
Yes, thank goodness.
Yes, I've been wondering. All right, good. Well, it ended well then. Not without frustration, but well.
Yes, that's for sure.
Good.
That's for sure. Now, before, so that's all good. So I also wanted to mention about my new theater adventure, or do you just want to hear?
Oh, no, I absolutely want to hear about the theater adventure.
Okay. All right. Well, I had put my next adventure the other day. They said, well, you'll hear by August 20th. Like, okay. So nobody got it. People I know didn't get a phone call. We didn't get an email. It's like, okay, how are you going to let us know? This was like 7 o'clock and we still haven't heard. They didn't say how they're going to contact you. They just said, we'll contact you.
They also didn't say what year August 20th.
Exactly. Thank you. You're right. So myself, along with some of one of my people, that Antonia, she was in it and she applied also. Well, we have 45 people to apply, and we only had 7 openings, so Antonia didn't get it. I didn't get it. And aww. I'm used to that because theater, most you get denied more than you get it.
Hmm.
But the really weird thing is like, well, we want to take all shapes and sizes. Well, that's not technically what they said. We want to take all types, the younger, the older, the people that have directed before, people that haven't. I says, wait a minute, what do you mean about age? We like to take people of all ages. I said, okay, wait a minute. I says, they did not ask what year we were born. They didn't ask how old we are. So how are they saying that they're choosing multiple people based on age?
Yeah.
They don't even know our age. They didn't ask.
What'd they say to that? I like that.
I'm waiting to hear a reply.
Yeah, maybe they're psychic.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man.
But... So, I mean, like I said, I didn't expect it. I figured there's a lot of people there, and, you know, I just did a directing thing, so I figure, well, maybe not this time. But good news, I did a show last year. It was a musical cabaret. You choose a song you want to sing, and you get to do your performance. Last year, a friend of mine and I did a Sound of Music song.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now this year they said, well, we'd like to have you again. Now you have to pick a song. So like, oh gosh. So I'm thinking maybe something. I've always wanted to be in, I always wanted to play Golda in Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay.
So I thought, well, she doesn't necessarily have a solo, but I thought I like the song Matchmaker, because it's a happy, uplifting song.
Okay.
I figure I could do that with the friend of mine that I did Sound of Music with. I said, well, we could sing it because it's normally done by 3 women, but you could do it with 2. Otherwise, I says, I can do a solo if I want to do Oklahoma. I can say, I just can't say no from Oklahoma. So I'm just, like, trying to figure out, like, okay, of the million songs I could sing, what should I pick? So that's my next step. But I'm definitely in it. I just don't know what I'm going to sing, and that's in November.
Well, good. That's excellent.
So things are looking up.
Yes, they are. Yes, and thank God you're safe and your car is back and you're no longer a wanted woman.
Yes, that's the most important.
Yeah, boy.
That's the most important.
You betcha it is.
I had one other thing, but if you want to get somebody else on, I can save it for another time.
Well, give me the cliff notes.
Requests.
Oh, you got requests?
Okay.
Well, tell me the requests.
Sammy Davis, Birth of the Blues, and I Gotta Be Me,
okay.
One or the other, or both. And then someday, if not today, whenever you play those, I'd like to be curious of, like, okay, I grew up and mom's just pushing the Rat Pack on me, so I know all about the Rat Pack, sort of, basically their music. But I want to know, how the heck did Peter Lawford wind up in the Rat Pack? He doesn't sing.
Yeah, he didn't have to. I'll tell you all about it. All right, sounds good. I will do that.
All right, thanks, Riley. Have
all right.
A great weekend.
Thanks for calling. You too. All right, so 888-876-5593. Although it's probably superfluous to give out the phone number because we have more people than we have minutes. But Linda is in Richland Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I know we don't have much time, but I want to thank you for that beautiful song that you played for me.
As for me and my house. Had you ever heard it before?
Yes. I have never heard that before, you know? But it's beautiful, and the words are just beautiful, and it just fits me fine.
Yeah.
So I know we just said, and I said she picked a very good song.
Oh, good.
I thought I had missed John's song, but he said it was the polka.
It was the Pennsylvania polka. Yeah, I'm afraid so.
But do we know how to do Pennsylvania polka?
No. Do you?
No. But I said, if she can play the Pennsylvania Polka, maybe she can play the Running Horse for me. I do know the Running Horse.
Uh-huh.
That's a Russian dance. So I'm going to hang up and let somebody
okay.
else.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. So that's the Running Horse. All right. I'll look for that. Let's see. Jim is in Richmond. All right, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. Thank you for playing the song for Linda.
Oh, my pleasure. And hope you liked it.
Yes, and I wanted to apologize for last night. I wasn't crying. I just get very emotional.
Oh, man.
And I just want to let you know.
Well, that's good. By the way, that's hard on the body, you know, to be that emotional. That's really hard on the body.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will let you go because you have other callers.
Well, it's true enough, and I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so we'll dispense with this, and we'll be back to... We got Chris, we got Mary, we got Naoto, and hopefully you on WGN Radio.
Wanted someone who kissed me and held me closely, then stole my heart. Wanted someone I trusted, who gave no warning we'd ever part. She was last seen hiding out in someone's arms. He knew nothing of the danger in her charms. A jury may find her guilty, but I'd forgive her if I could see a signed confession that she's repented and really wanted no one but me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Perry Como and Wanted. That was Johnny Goins' request from last night. It was number one in 1954 on the pop charts, obviously. And indeed, happy to do that. Number of other requests we've gotten that we'll get to next week, I promise. But in the meantime, hopefully we'll get to a few of you before the night is out. And Naoto is in Japan. What's happening, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, but I was wondering about why people fear, like, cockroaches, you know. Like, I personally don't fear them.
Well, you know, they are pretty innocuous. They won't hurt you, but some of them are pretty darn big.
Yeah.
You know, when you see them and they're, like, 4 inches long, they look like invaders. But, you know, most of the creepy crawly world will not hurt you. But most of us, what we don't like about them is we fear they're going to attack us and bite us and do things, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't like some spiders. Not that I mind spiders in general, but the last thing I want to do is run into a brown recluse while I'm packing.
Yeah, that's pretty fearful situation.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, when I see these spiders, unless I can actually identify them. Now, I love tarantulas. They're very easily identified, and they're not going to kill you. They can bite you, and it can be painful, but you're going to survive. And, you know, they have integrity. They're big, and they're furry, and I kind of like that. But some of these little spiders, I don't know, they're plotting. But yes, roaches of all types and cockroaches, and especially the palmetto bug in Florida. I've seen them that are 6 inches long.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, like, that big of roaches.
Oh, yeah, and some of them, and they fly. Which is even better. When we were kids in Florida, we used to take nail polish and paint on the back of the back of the palmetto bug and try and race them. And and you know, it was okay until one of them flew, because obviously if they flew, they won. But none of us ever went down to destruction, so I guess they don't carry much in the way of diseases. But, you know, when you read about how many people die from mosquito bites because of what they're carrying, it makes you wonder.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know.
People fear more rot and, like fries and these insects.
Yeah. So now in Japan, what are the creepy crawlies there that people don't like?
Well, I would say, roaches is probably like most hated.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, roaches.
Well, and you know, the other thing about roaches is they have a bad reputation of coming from people who aren't keeping a clean house, like people who are pouring beer down the garbage disposal and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes when you have a roach infestation, people look at you and you say, all right, how clean are you? So I think there's a stigma about it, too.
Oh, thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always good to hear from you, and it'll make me play roaches again next week.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
you. Yep. Okay, bye.
Bye.
So, don't leave your food out on the table. All right. Because of those roaches. All right, so Chris in Greenwood, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, hello. How's it going, Raleigh?
All right. How about you? What's up? What's new? Tell me all.
Nothing much. I'm in the process of writing me an autobiography.
Really? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be called The Real C-Dub or The Real CW.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, that's good. The Real CW is nice. Nice. Kind of got a network tie-in there, maybe.
Yeah. I wish that was a network. And I'm going to try to have it done next year when I turn 40.
Oh, okay. That's a goal. Well, of course, it's an autobiography, and at 40, your life probably isn't even half over.
You got a whole other chapter.
So what's the highlights of your 40 years on Terra Firma? What's the highlight?
The highlights is I'm going to put in my book. I know I'm going to put like my kindergarten years, and then I'm going to the elementary years, the middle, then I'm going to put my wrestling matches that I went to, like Hogan and The Rock, wrestling, and then I'm going to put like my friends and like accomplishments I made and all that stuff.
All right. Well, yeah, it'll be a memento for your family.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to get it published.
Oh. Well, you're going to have to come up with something interesting.
Yeah, I will. I'll definitely give you and the Raleigh James crew a copy.
All right.
I won't.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, and also, you ever heard about this whole madness of this new Cracker Barrel logo that's going on right now?
It's a big deal. What's the complaint?
They changing their new logo, and they are very upset about it.
Well, the old one's been around for a while, but what's wrong with the new one?
They say it probably just took all the feel away, the comfort away. Like, you know, the Lando Lakes, although they took the Indian off of that. And I'm surprised the KSP didn't take Colonel Sanders off their logo. Can they do that?
Yeah, give them of course they can do anything they want. All right, so what they've done is they've got yourself a same colors, but instead of a picture and some interesting script, it just says Cracker Barrel. And they're saying that it's a modern Rorschach test. Now, that's interesting. I can't imagine how. So, So I don't know. Now, what's interesting to me is this was part of a years-long effort to update itself. All right, now, excuse me, but I looked at that logo. It wouldn't take me a year.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't really care.
Yeah, well.
But please don't take Colonel Sanders away from KFC, because if that is, it's going to be a nightmare.
Well, I think you're safe. They were very mad at him for a while, but he's now long dead. So,
yeah, why are they mad at him for?
They sued him. In Louisville, when Frisch's bought them, he said that the mashed potatoes and gravy tasted like wallpaper paste. And He was right, of course. He had his own restaurant after he sold it, Claudia Sanders, the Colonel's Lady, and that was in Frankfurt. And so, you know, but he thought that what Frisch's did to Kentucky Fried Chicken was just terrible, and he wasted no time telling everybody, and they wasted no time suing him. I don't think they won. And well, that's the deal. We're out of time. You've just ended the show. I can't wait to read the autobiography. Keep me posted. All right.
I'll definitely keep posted. I'm going to work it. Go Vikings. We play tonight.
There you are. So we will have tomorrow night a replay of Monday Night Trivia. And then next Monday is our next live show for 3 big hours of Monday Night Trivia. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, you have no idea how much I appreciate it because it makes the show easy to do. And you know I like easy. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.